One of the areas where men are making a lot of job gains right now is in the Bakken, obviously, in eastern Montana. Those are male-type jobs, and they're not very welcoming to women. Montana Public Radio did a great expose on that recently, and the way that those jobs require round-the-clock dedication, and that's not something that a lot of women are able to do because of care responsibilities.
Child care mostly.
Yes.
And in fact, there are women working in the Bakken, but they're doing like retail service kinds of things.
Right.
They're not out on the oil rigs.
Which is where the big...
There are few, but not many.
Well, that's where the big money is, though, on the oil rigs. It's not doing retail.
This really goes back to something you talk about in the report, which is occupational clustering.
Mm-hmm. Occupational clustering is the tendency for people to work in certain job categories. Women tend to cluster in care kind of jobs. Those are traditionally female-type jobs. Think of care, you can think of K-12 teaching, particularly K through middle school teaching is predominantly female. Nursing, child care, obviously, other types of service industry, food industry, those types of jobs tend to be female-typed. They're more welcoming to women. Frequently, those jobs have job schedules that will accommodate child rearing, which has still really been women's major responsibility.
Despite the fact that there are few stay-at-home moms anymore.
Right.
I mean, the fact is most women do work now.
Yeah.
And so both parents are working, but mm-hmm. the child care still falls to the woman.
For the most part, yes. I mean, there's some great men out there who are taking responsibility for the kids. Got to say that. It's wonderful. But if you look at the statistics, for the most part, women take on the bulk of child care. And that means getting home from work at a certain time, being available in case of an emergency, those types of things that are involved in, picking up the kids from daycare, settling them into sleep, those things.
So if you were to fix this, it seems like there are two sort of obvious things here. One is that something should be done to help the woman with child care, either the other parent
mm-hmm.
or better child care, affordable child care.
Right. Child care is not affordable. I mean, if you are working...
$8,000 a year in Montana.
Yeah, a minimum wage job. Child care takes up, pretty much all of that minimum wage job income. So you really can't count on your own wages to cover the cost of care.
In terms of the occupational clustering, what would be the solution there? Would it be to get more women into non-traditional jobs, or would it be to raise the pay of those traditional jobs?
I have a bias here, and that comes from just watching how things worked. And I've been in the labor force for decades, and I really haven't seen that entering into the non-traditional type work has really brought that much difference for women, although it has brought some difference. But still, even when women enter into, for example, they become an attorney, they're still in the lower income levels of attorney. They don't reach the high-flying, attorney level positions.
They make more than a child care worker would make.
Absolutely.
But they're still not making as much as their male counterpart.
Right. We still haven't solved the wage inequality. One of the reasons that women attorneys might be paid less than men is that, again, they tend to go into sort of like care type of attorney work, like are you in family law? Are they doing divorces? Are they doing child protective type work? Are they trusts and estates? Those types of jobs tend to pay less. The upper income attorney jobs just aren't welcoming to women, partially because of the job requirements, the time requirements, those types of things, and also because they tend to be very aggressive, and women are not socialized. There's a lot of great aggressive women, assertive women out there, but they're not. But for the most part, women are socialized not to be assertive.
One of the more stunning facts in your report, to me anyway, was that there are more Montana women graduating from college than men.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not gaining them in terms of wages compared to men.
Compared to men. It's still really doing great things for their income. I mean, if the women with a college education do earn a lot more than women without one, but still at the same educational level, women will earn less than men.
And there was one fact in there that a woman who graduates from high school will make less than a man who didn't graduate from high school.
Well, part of, again, is that some jobs are valued more than other jobs by society or by employers. And there's a tradition of paying some jobs more than others. The example that I often give in my classes is the difference between a certified nurse's assistant and somebody who picks up garbage. You know, the sanitation workers. Sanitation workers earn much more than the CNA, while the CNA often has training requirements, educational requirements, in addition to having a lot of the same job duties as a sanitation worker and more skill requirements.
So would one solution be then that jobs that are traditionally female should just be paid more?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's the key to the whole problem. We need to start valuing the kinds of jobs that women have traditionally done. And as we do that, actually, we see more men entering those jobs. For example,
and that will raise the wages, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah. The registered nurses, for example. We see many more men entering that profession now that it has become more valued and is paid more. So that's another way of breaking down the job clustering.
Your report pointed out that there are a lot of politicians who think that there is no gender disparity. They think gender equality is here and therefore not doing much in terms of policy about it.
You know, what they often rely upon is human capital theory. And do you mind me going into that?
I don't know. Go ahead and we'll see. We'll see how much I mind.
Okay. Human capital theory says that people are paid according to their skill, education, and other qualification years on the job. And so that if women had the same years on the job and put in the same number of hours as men, then they would be paid comparable. So they see that the wage disparity as an artifact of women's more reduced commitment to their jobs. The Congress in 1938 said that a full-time job is 40 hours a week. But even when women work 40 hours a week, that's considered not enough to earn them the higher wages. We're supposed to somehow work more than full-time in order to get by. And I think that's another sort of a structural problem that applies to both women and men.
The upshot of the whole report is that we have a long way to go.
Yeah.
If we're going to close this wage gap.
There was a movement many years ago to introduce comparable worth readjustment to wages.
Equal pay for comparable worth.
Yes. So that you would actually just take a look and see what are the skills, what are the education involved in each job, and what are the demands, physical demands, other types of demands that are placed on each job. Is it dangerous and so forth? And then rate those jobs according to that scale and then pay according to that scale. Now, that is in opposition to our sort of market approach to jobs, that people are supposedly paid what an employer thinks they're worth. That's a big hurdle to overcome, that particular ideology.
One hopes that studies like this that point out what is really clearly to anyone, I think, a disparity that is not doing anybody any good. It's not doing women any good. It's not doing their families any good. And in the end, it's really not doing our economy any good either.
No, because the more money that we have, that people have to spend, the better our local economy will do. The retailers will do better. The landlords will do better. I mean, everybody will do better if people have money in their pocket.
Well, I've been speaking with Celia Winkler, who's a professor of sociology at the University of Montana, who co-wrote this report with her colleague Kathy Kuipers on the status of women in Montana. And it looks at both the economic status and also the safety and health status, which we didn't get into, but we will at another time, I'm sure. Professor Winkler, thank you so much.
Thank you.